June 23, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Foundations Shaken. Opening Prayer. Lord, thank you that at those times in my life when my faith almost failed and I felt I was falling, your everlasting arms were underneath to catch me. Read Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Jesus and John the Baptist. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." Reflect. What would you do if you had doubts about your faith or God's faithfulness? It comes as a shock, like having a jug of ice water poured over your head, to read of John the Baptist's doubts about who Jesus is. John's life had been devoted to proclaiming the Messiah's imminent arrival, and he had recognized Jesus as the one who came after him when he baptized him. Yet now John was wondering whether he had been mistaken. There are two probable reasons for this crisis of faith. First, while Jesus was teaching, working miracles, and sending out disciples to announce the kingdom of heaven has come near, John was languishing in prison, apparently untouched by this kingdom. Second, the element of judgment seemed to be missing in Jesus' ministry, and so it did not correspond to what John had predicted. We all experience times of crisis in our lives of faith, often during times of suffering or when the Lord Jesus does not seem to be doing what we think he should do. It is unwise and unhealthy to pretend to everyone, to ourselves, or to the Lord that all is well in our spiritual life. Better by far to do what John did, to be open with those closest to us, expressing our doubts honestly to Jesus, and listening for his answer. It is reassuring to notice that Jesus did not rebuke John. He pointed out that, though God's expected judgment and justice may be postponed, Jesus' miracles and message fulfilled the picture of the kingdom of heaven prophesied by Isaiah. Similarly, Jesus will not dismiss our doubts or dismiss us from his service, but will acknowledge our difficulties and give us sufficient reason to continue to trust and follow him. Have you had times when some foundations of your faith seemed to be shaken? What help did you find? Apply. Pray about your doubts or the doubts others have expressed to you. Be honest with Jesus and wait for his answer. Closing prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making Jesus and his promises real for me. I look to you. Continue to build my faith. Allay my fears and doubts, and assure me that there is nothing I cannot bring to him in prayer.